Welcome to Hot Takes, the Hotwire podcast. On this episode, we're talking to Heather Kernahan, North American CEO at Hotwire, about an exciting program taking place as part of Hotwire's diversity, equity, and inclusion strategy, which is put in place to amplify people and organizations creating meaningful and sustainable change in the world through technology innovation. The program is called the Hotwire Ignite Possibility Program and is directing up to $1 million USD in pro bono brand marketing and public relations services to qualifying tech and tech-enabled organizations that are either minority-led or that provide a product or service benefiting minority communities. So, Heather, before we dive into some questions around the Hotwire Ignite Possibility Program, maybe if you just wanted to give a bit of an overview of yourself, that'd be great.
Yeah, sure. So Heather Kernahan, as Liam said, I'm the CEO of North America for Hotwire, and I have the great joy and responsibility to lead our North America business and also oversee our Australia team. I'm Canadian. I always like to throw that in, Liam, in case I have any Canadian words that I say and people are wondering where the heck I'm from. But I've lived in the Bay Area for about 15 years, and I've worked my entire career in tech, except for a very short period of time that I worked at the university when I graduated. But from that short experience, I started in tech in the late 90s and have loved this industry my entire career. And I'm also really happy to be at Hotwire and launching programs like this, where we can bring the work that we do to benefit for underrepresented founders and leaders.
Amazing. Thank you, Heather. So I guess if we go through a couple of questions, that would be great. Just give everyone a bit of a background to what it is that we're doing here at Hotwire.
Yes.
So it'd be great to understand what is the reason behind the Hotwire Ignite program, possibility program, and what ideas brought this initiative to life?
Yeah. Well, last summer, like everyone in the world, when we saw the murder of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, we took stock of Hotwire and the role that we have as a business leader in the community. And even though we had always been very conscious of the importance of being a diverse and equitable and inclusive company, we had never documented that. And we had never put together a strategy that lined up with our business strategy. And we spent time last summer doing that in brought together the global leaders in the business and talked about what that strategy would be and what we wanted to achieve. And the documenting of that led to discussions about where can we bring value in the businesses that we serve and in the communities that we're in. And we put in place targets around different areas of the business. And one target we put in place was to put aside a pro bono fund that we could use to work with technology and tech-enabled organizations to help them tell their message. And I read, of course, tech media all the time and look at the horrid stats around how many entrepreneurs get funding and underrepresented founders get, you know, minuscule amounts of funding by venture capitalists. I think the latest data I saw is somewhere around 2 or 3% of VC funding goes to underrepresented founders. And so we thought with the skills we have around brand marketing and comms, we could help organizations go faster by helping them tell their stories. So that was the genesis of it. And we went to our parent company, Aniro, and said, we have this idea. This is the amount of funding we'd like to put to a program like that and have their full support. So that's how it came about.
Amazing. And I guess, who is the program specifically directed towards? What kind of companies are we expecting to apply to the Hotwire Ignite Possibility Program?
Yeah, I mean, that's been the fun part, isn't it? Like thinking about all those organizations out there in the world. And I will say Liam's part of the team who's been working on the development of this program. So as we thought about different organizations in different countries, there is almost this like openness and possibility that we've launched with the program. Like who will we meet? And I think there are a lot of organizations out there that are mission-driven, have great causes that we haven't had the chance to meet yet. So we're hoping to do that as part of this process. But really kind of the broad criteria is an organization, government or nonprofit or for-profit organization. So that's pretty broad. That is has a minority-led or leadership, or is founded by a minority founder, but also if they're serving organization, or sorry, they're serving underrepresented communities, that's a really important part of this story as well. So anyone who meets that criteria, but needs help with their communications or marketing part of their organization, that would be a great person to apply. And today's March 2nd. So this podcast I know will be listened to after the applications close, which is March 15th, but we will have applications open again at other times over the following year.
Thank you very much. And yeah. I guess, would you have any top tips that you would give to prospect applicants? What is it that can make them shine through in the application process?
Stand out. Yeah. And just to give some insight into the process for the countries that are accepting applications right now. So once you apply, the team who's operating the program in each country will get a look at your initial application, and they'll go through and they'll check just for the basic criteria. You know, are you a registered nonprofit, education, government, for-profit organization, and go through the other basic criteria. Then they'll be in touch and ask you to sign an NDA so that we can have an in-depth conversation. And then they'll schedule that meeting with you to hear more, you know, hear more about your story. And what I would say is incredibly important to come to those meetings prepared with is, what goals are you trying to achieve? If you can be really clear on goals, then our team can think about the strategy and the work that we can bring to help support that goal. We also like to work with organizations where we can measure the goal. So look at where we're at. Let's just say you want to raise awareness with a particular audience segment. Well, from the beginning of our work together to the end, we could measure the change in that. So think about that. What is your goal? What is your story? Where could you use the help? That will help us decide. And then once those meetings happen, our teams will go back and they will fill out criteria and evaluations on each of the organizations and come up with a short list of who we'll work with and let everyone know. So by middle of April, I bet, we'll know and contact the organizations.
That's amazing. And on to the next question. What sort of examples do you think is being set because of the efforts of this program? And additionally, what's the impact you think the program like this could have in the bigger society and also internally within Hotwire?
Yeah, I mean, I'll answer what I hope we can help achieve with it. And I think I'd love you to answer this with me too, Liam. You know, in the beginning, what we really want to set out to do is to bring resources to organizations that need help telling their story to meet part of their business goal. And when we look at systemic change that needs to happen, this is one step that we feel like we can take is in changing the structure and support and what's available for underrepresented founders and leaders. So that's what we want to do, is help some organizations make a meaningful change in their business goals with this support. What else do you think the impact will be? I mean, you're in the UK, I'm in the US, we're running the program in both of those countries. Yeah, anything or any thoughts even on early applicants that you're seeing and any kinds of organizations?
I think for me, it's that different purpose from our day-to-day activity. We're going to have a purpose which will bring about change and meaningful impact on the organization that gets selected. And it's just a different mindset and approach to it. And having that, a little bit of a, we're doing this for someone who's can make a difference to the world through the tech or the kind of the services that they provide. I think that's what excites me the most, is that ability to just do something different from the traditional PR that we do day in, day out, and have that different purpose.
Purpose is such a good word. That's used so often now, and it is. It's like, what's the purpose of the work that we do? And we help organizations tell stories that advance their business goals. And that's what we're doing with this. And I just have to say, I've been in tech my entire career. And over the past probably half decade, I've spent a lot of time working with women's organizations, women's leadership organizations, to help advance women's voices in technology. This is a great industry to be in. I mean, it's just incredible to me how tech has even worked its way into every single industry. You know, we talk to all kinds of companies that aren't traditionally tech, but are tech enabled, or need tech talent to be able to grow. And so part of it is we all love this industry and we want it to be diverse. We want there to be different voices. We want organizations of all sizes and with all kinds of founders to have a shot, not just one set of people who get funded, but the entire breadth of the tech ecosystem to succeed. And we work with organizations like Eureka out of the US that are on that mission as well to help founders succeed. And so I'm proud of this program. I see the excitement within Hotwire and all the different countries where we're rolling this out now. And I think we're gonna have some really good stories to tell about 6 months from now.
Definitely, I think you hit the nail on the head in terms of the technology and what that can enable. Some of the applicants we've seen are quite unique in what they're doing. I won't give too much away, but they were kind of like, oh, that's pretty cool. Never thought of tech being applied in that way. I think it's definitely cool and definitely intriguing to see the top applicants we get across the world.
So
thank you very much for joining us today. And for our listeners, for more information about the Hotwire Ignite Possibility Program, or to apply, of course, please visit hotwireglobal.com, Hotwire Ignite Possibility Program.